各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们今天晚上在这边一起来聚会敬拜神。
We thank God that we can gather here this evening for services and to worship God.
今天是三月八号妇女节。
Today is March the 8th, International Women's Day.
我们一起来学习圣经里面对妇女的一些称赞以及教导。
Let us study some of the teachings and praises of women in the Bible.
我们知道神造人。
We know that God created human beings.
先造亚当。
He first made Adam.
而后造了夏娃。
And then he made Eve.
因为亚当一个人独居不好。
And God sees that it's no good for Adam to live alone.
所以就为他造了一个配偶帮助他。
So he made Adam a helper.
所以夏娃当神造她之后带到亚当的面前。
God made Eve and brought her before Adam.
亚当称她为骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Adam said to Eve that she was his bone of bones and flesh of flesh.
我们可以知道神造人的一个美意。
We see the will of God in creating humans.
让人能够在这个世上生活来体会神的恩典。
And God made humans so that we can live in this world and to experience His grace.
亚当独居不好。
It is not good for Adam to live alone.
所以夏娃成为他的帮助。
Therefore Eve became his helper.
所以我们常常有一句话说这个贤内助。
There is a good saying that woman is the hand behind the man's back.
这个妻子成为丈夫的帮助。
We see that a woman is a great helper to her husband.
也是他内在的支持。
She is his support.
中国人造字也是很微妙。
The way Chinese characters were created was strange.
我们说造这个男人，这个男字。
For example, the Chinese character for man.
它上面是一个田地的田。
It's made up of two parts. On the top is the word for field.
底下是一个出力的力。
And the bottom is a word for strength.
所以男人在外面这样劳碌工作。
And it simply shows that men work outside of the house.
那这个妇女呢，在家庭里面，她有一个很重要的角色。
And a woman works at home, and she plays an important role.
我们说这个平安的安字。
We said the Chinese character for peace.
它有一个宝盖头。
It has a covering on top of the character.
底下就是一个女字。
And underneath the covering,
一个家庭里面。
And in a family.
或者一个社会当中。
Or within a society.
我们知道这个妇女她也有很重要的影响力。
We know that women play important roles in these two.
我们很多家庭因为孩子的关系。
For many families.
或者生活环境工作的需要而移居到这个当地来。
We know that for many families they immigrated to a foreign land.
有时候我们会发现这个移民的家庭。
We see many immigrant families.
一个妇女她需要承担很重很大的压力。
Women in immigrant families play a more important role.
有的先生他在外面这样工作。
Usually the husbands work
outside. 或者有时候没有在家里。
Perhaps it's not even at home.
所以做妻子的他就要承担很多责任。
So many of the responsibilities of the family lies on the women.
所以也是相当的辛苦。
And women have a tiring role.
但是我们可以体会到妇女她的重要。
But we see the importance of wives in the family.
听说有的因为当初移民的时候。
We hear many incidents.
她有的姐妹是自己一个人这样家里大小也是自己这样带，又带了很多行李就到这个加拿大来。
We hear many cases where the women of the family have to bring the children and their household belongings over to a foreign land.
所以很多人对妇女都是很敬重的。
And many people have respect for women.
我们也体会到他们在家庭心目当中的地位。
We can also feel the importance of women in a family.
圣经当中也称赞过很多妇女。
The Bible also gave many praises to women.
那么他们也是我们很好的榜样。
And these women are our good role models.
圣经里面也教导我们这个妇女应该有的一些追求。
And the Bible teaches us there are some goals that women should pursue.
在这个箴言当中。
In the book of Proverbs.
他也讲到这个智慧的妇女和才德的妇女。
The book of Proverbs tells us a wise woman and a woman of virtuous character.
那么里面有提到这个才德的妇女。
In particular, mentions the wife of noble character.
我们来看箴言。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言三十一章。
Proverbs chapter 31.
箴言三十一章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 31 verse 10.
三十一章第十节。
Chapter 31 verse 10.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。好，她丈夫心里依靠她，必不缺少利益。
Verse 11.
她一生使丈夫有益无损，她寻找羊绒和马，甘心用手做工。她好像商船从远方运粮而来，未到黎明，她就起来把食物分给家中的人，把当作的工分派给你。这里提到才德的妇人。
Here from verse 10 to verse 15 tells us a good wife.
我们可以看到她对家庭的影响。
We see how much influence she has over her household.
对丈夫的影响。
We see the influence she has on her husband.
对子女的影响。
Her influence with the children.
那么这边提到才德的妇人谁能得着。
And it asks a good wife who can find.
我们常常会想到说，每个做妻子的，每个做妻子的
，We see that for every woman，
她都是在丈夫的心目中都是摆在第一个位置。
And the husband of many husbands, the wife is placed number one in his priority list。
每一位做妈妈的
，As for every mother，
在孩子的心目中。
In the heart of her children.
都是很重要的。
In the heart of her children, the mother is the most important.
所以才德的妇人。
Therefore, a good wife.
她的价值胜过珍珠。
A good wife is far more precious than jewels.
这个不是用珍珠可以去比拟。
You cannot compare a good wife to the value of a jewel.
我们中国人常常说，无才就是德。
There's often a saying in Chinese that if you have no character, then you are a virtuous.
但是以现在这个时代来讲
，But with regards to modern days,
很多妇女都有很多的才艺。
We see that there are many women who are skilled.
甚至于并不是无才。
Not that they have no skills at all.
都有很多她的才能。
She has her talents.
但是这边讲到才德。
But here it tells us a good wife.
其实两方面也都能够配合。
It simply means that the woman must have good morals and also good skills.
这更显得可贵。
And with that, she is even more precious.
圣经里面提到很多有关妇女方面的道理。
In the Bible, there are many lessons and teachings regarding women.
箴言里面讲很多。
Especially in this book of Proverbs.
那么在新约当中。
And also in the New Testament,
主耶稣或者保罗都曾经提过。
In the New Testament, Lord Jesus and Paul mentioned,
就是彼得他也很看重这个问题。
Even Peter himself mentioned this.
所以他曾经讲过一段话。
And hence Peter said,
我们来看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章第一节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 1.
三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
你们做妻子的顺服自己的丈夫，这样如果有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然没有听过道理，也可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。 这正因为看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心，你们不要以外面的编头华、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。啊，这边告诉我们。
Verse 1 to verse 4 tells us.
彼得在这个前书第三章里面。
Here in 1 Peter chapter 3.
他谈到一段很重要的道理。
Peter told us an important lesson here.
啊，就是做妻子还有做丈夫的。
It tells us, it gives a lesson of how to behave for women and for their husbands.
好，那么这边提到做妻子，当然是教导妇女。
When it says mentioning wives, it's lessons for the women.
好，这里有提到有的丈夫没有信主。
It says that there may be some husbands who are non-believers.
但是他没有听过道理。
They have not even heard the word.
他可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。
Yet they can be won over by the behavior of their wives.
哦，所以我们可以了解到那种才德的那种感化力量很大。
We see the influence of goodness in a woman.
我曾经到一个教会去灵恩会的时候。
Once when I was assisting in a holy communion, spiritual convocation in the church.
去做家庭访问。
I was visiting families.
那遇到一位那一次灵恩会要受洗的那个做先生的。
I met a candidate for water baptism.
因为他太太先信主。
His wife was a believer in our church.
那我们就跟这个做先生的来交通。
So we decided to have to sit down and have a chat with the husband.
好，那个先生他就这样讲。
And he said.
他说哦，他对我们教会印象很好。
He said he has a very good impression of our church.
那事实上他很忙。
In fact, he was a very busy man.
这个到教会的次数没有很多。
He didn't come to the church very often.
那我们问他说，你怎么会想要信耶稣？
And we asked him why did he want to believe in Jesus.
他就讲很多他过去的事。
He told us much about his past.
也提到他太太的事。
He also mentioned about his wife's past.
他说我太太还没有信耶稣以前，哦。
He said prior to my wife becoming a Christian.
跟信耶稣以后不一样。
And the difference that she had experienced after she believed in Christ.
他没有信耶稣以前啊，他的太太是没有家庭观念的。
Prior to her conversion, the wife has no family value.
常常不在家。
She is often not at home.
他说他信耶稣以后不一样。
But after the conversion, she's changed.
真的是爱家庭、爱丈夫、爱儿女。
She loved her family, she loved her husband, she loved her children.
他的转变啊，就是最好的见证。
That change that she felt, she experienced, was the greatest
testimony. 还有一点就是他先生这样讲。
And also he said,
他说我看到我太太的灵修。
I've seen my wife's spiritual cultivation.
她的脾气啊，她的讲话都不一样了。
The way she speaks, the way she behaves has totally changed.
她留给我印象最深刻的就是她后面的一句话。
And he has given me a very deep impression.
她说哦，我在我太太的身上哦，看到你们的耶稣了。
And he said, he told us that from my wife I can see Lord Jesus.
因为她不认识耶稣。
He had no idea who Jesus was.
可是他在他太太身上来认识耶稣。
Yet he can see the image of Jesus from his wife.
这个就是一种感化的力量。
This is an influential force.
我们的信仰是有生命的。
Our faith is a living one.
有时候我们要带领没有信主的丈夫。
Some wives have to bring their non-believing husbands to the church.
我们拿传单给他看。
They may bring pamphlets.
拿小册给他看。
They may bring a little booklets.
有时候拿圣经给他看。
Perhaps they may even show the Bible to the husbands.
但是还没有看就冲突起来了。
But even prior to reading these materials, a conflict arises.
甚至于脾气比先生更不好。
Perhaps their tempers are worse than their husbands.
所以还没有信耶稣以前。
Therefore, prior to converting to Christianity,
有时候我们人有很多的个性。
We have many different characters.
有时候有很多的软弱。
We also carry weaknesses.
如果我们没有用这种这个好的品德去感化对方。
If we do not influence others with our good behavior,
有时候这种力量就没有办法显明出来。
Then the strength and the power of Jesus cannot be revealed through you.
所以有时候这个无声的见证比有声的见证啊是更有力量的。
Sometimes a silent testimony is far better than your verbal testimony.
那个就是品德。
And that is what we call by character.
所以这个才德很宝贵。
So goodness is important.
曾经有个人这样讲。
One person once said.
他说我如果信耶稣跟你一样，我不会去信。
He said, if I were to be like you after I believe in Christ, then I would rather not believe in him.
这个就是变成我们的亏欠。
Then it simply shows that we have fallen short of Christ.
所以有时候我们很重视的是外在。
So sometimes we emphasize on the material things.
当然外在美有它的需要。
Of course, there is a need for us to appear beautiful before
others. 这是一种礼貌，也是适当的打扮。
Appropriate adornment is courtesy.
但是内在的追求。
But your inner beauty.
这是非常的珍贵。
Your inner beauty is far more precious.
所以他说要有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。
So it says a virtuous virtuous spirit.
还有里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
It says that she must be adorned with heart of quietness and gentleness.
所以这种属灵的装饰要先从心做起。
The spiritual adornment must first be done from your heart.
那这个心要怎么做起呢？
How do you start it?
我们可以从三方面来思考。
We can raise three points.
第一个就是对神。
One is to God.
第二个是对人。
Second is to your
family. 第三就是对自己。
A third is to yourself.
我们心对着神。
Our heart must be directed towards God.
应当是虔诚敬畏的心。
And this heart that we have must be a godly and a revered one.
所以这边提到说敬畏的心。
Here it says a godly heart.
一个人如果对神他存着虔诚敬畏的心。
If a woman has a godly and a revered heart towards God.
那么在她的信仰生活上面。
Then in her faith, in her life of faith.
她会重视这个敬虔的操练。
She will emphasize on godly training.
圣经告诉我们，我们要敬虔度日。
And the Bible tells us that we should have a trained life.
圣经也要我们要操练敬虔。
Bible tells us that we must train our godliness.
凡事都有益处。
Because everything may be virtuous.
那么这个敬虔的操练，就是我们对神的一种追求。
This training of godliness is a pursuit that we have towards God.
我们可以看到。很多古圣徒
we see many of the patriots,
他们在敬虔上的一些操练
we see some of the trainings in godliness.
比如说这个亚拿女执事
For example, Anna, the woman deacon.
她年纪很大了
She was quite old.
她是一位古圣徒
She was a patriarch.
圣经提到说她年轻的时候就守寡
Bible tells us that she was a widow since young.
因为她出嫁七年，就守寡了。
After her seventh year of marriage, she became a widow.
那么她当时的年纪是八十四岁。
And the Bible recorded that she was then at age of 84.
但是她在敬虔上面怎么去操练自己呢
？But how did she train her godliness?
我们来看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 2.
路加福音二章三十七节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 37.
路加福音二章三十七节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 37.
我们从三十六节看。
We should start with verse 36.
又有女先知名叫亚拿，是亚士支派华内利的女儿，年纪已经老迈。她从童女出嫁的时候，跟丈夫住了七年就寡居，现在已经八十四岁。她不离开圣殿，禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。这边提到这个亚拿女先知。
Here it tells us of a prophetess named Anna.
这边提到说她年纪老迈。
She was of a great age.
那我们可以看到她的一种敬虔的生活。
We can see her godly living.
她跟神的关系。
Her contact with God.
她不离开圣殿。
She has never left.
她是一个常常亲近神的人。
She often draw close to God.
我们无论在哪里。
No matter where we are,
我们跟神都要保持一个很美好的关系。
We should often have contact with God.
她也禁食祷告。
She also fast and pray.
所以这种祷告的生活是虔诚的表现。
So a life of prayer is, shows your godliness.
哦，常常跟神交通。
Of communicating with God often.
啊，昼夜侍奉神。
And she served the Lord day and night.
哦，所以她的心中啊，我们可以了解到她把神摆在最前面。
We see that she has placed God as a top priority.
而且她对信仰的事啊，存着一种活泼的盼望。
And she also has a living hope in her faith.
一个寡居的人本来是没有盼望的人。
A widow usually has no hope.
但是因为的信仰，所以让她的生命又活起来。
Yet her faith has given life.
她是一个活在盼望中的人。
Her faith has given her life, and she is living in hope.
哦，一个活在盼望里面的人。
A person who lives in hope.
她的指望就是向着神。
Her hope will be towards God.
寡居本来是一个很困难的事。
Living alone seems to be a hard thing to do.
她各方面有很多的难处。
She may face with many difficulties.
但是她虔诚的生活。
But she lead a godly life.
我们可以看到她是怎么样来操练自己。
Let's see how she trained herself.
还有一个吕迪亚。
And there is another woman by the name of Lydia. 哦，
圣经在《使徒行传》里面。
In the book of Acts.
有记载一个吕迪亚。
In the book of Acts, it tells us of a woman named Lydia.
哦，在圣经当中提到，她是一个卖布的人。
And the Bible tells us that she's a woman who sells cloth.
我们来看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to the Book of Acts, chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
Book of Acts, chapter 16.
十三节。
Verse 13.
当安息日，我们出城到河边，知道那里有个祷告的地方，我们就坐下，对那聚会的妇人讲道。有一个卖紫色布鞋的妇人，名叫吕迪亚，是推雅推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了。主就教开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。他和他一家祭领的喜，便求我们：你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住，以示强留我们。哦，这个吕迪亚，圣经这样来描述他。
And let's see how the Bible describes Lydia.
我们也可以看到他的虔诚。
We see that she is a worshipper of God.
哦，他。这个有祷告的生活，有信仰的生活。
She has a life of prayers. She has a life of faith.
有聚会的生活。
She has a life of services.
而且她是素来敬拜神的人。
And she was also a worshipper of God.
她也是很留心听道理。
She paid attention to listening to the truth.
所以我们要把道理神的话带到我们的生活里面。
Therefore, we should bring the word of God into our daily living.
而且他是一个真信主的人。
And she is also a true believer of God.
一个真信主的人。
A true believer of God.
他不但是忠心事主的。
She not only serves the Lord loyally.
他也是遵守主的话。
She also keeps the word of God.
所以后来这个腓立比教会。
Philippian church later on.
就是从他的家里开始的。
The church of Philippi started from her family.
所以我们从腓立比书里面啊。
And in the book of Philippians.
可以看到这个，腓立比教会是一个同心合意在兴旺福音的教会。
In the book of Philippians, we see that the church at Philippi is a church that, where the members are in one accord and the word of God is flourishing.
所以才德的妇人啊，她应该有一个心。要向着神。
So a good wife has a heart towards God.
有虔诚的信仰。
She has a reverent faith.
在敬虔上来操练自己。
And she trained herself in godliness.
对神存着虔诚敬畏的心。
She also has a heart of godliness towards God.
做一个真信主的人。
And a true believer of God.
那么对人方面呢？
And towards people.
应该是温和的。
She is gentle.
这个提多书里面有一句话。
In the book of Titus, there's the same.
我们看提多书。
Let's turn to the book of Titus.
提多书第二章。
Titus chapter 2.
提多书第二章。
Titus chapter 2.
我们看提多书第二章。第三节。
Titus chapter 2, verse 3.
又劝老年妇人举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人，好指教少年妇人爱丈夫爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩， 顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
Verses 4 and 5.
这边告诉我们，老年妇人。
These three verses tell us that older women
能够做少年妇人的榜样。
They are to be models for the younger women to learn.
能够用道理来教导他们。
They must train the younger women in truth.
所以我们在教会里面有年长的。
In the church, we have older members.
能够做年少的榜样。
And these older believers are to be the models for the young believers.
那么第四节讲啊。
Verse 4 tells us.
说要指教少年妇人，爱丈夫，爱儿女。
So train the young women to love the husbands and children.
谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩。
To be sensible, chaste, domestic, kind, submissive.
那么这边提到说待人有恩。
To be kind.
这也是要从内心里面去追求。
Kindness starts from your heart.
一个最美的地方是什么？
Where's the most beautiful place in this world?
最美就是心中有爱。
The most beautiful place is the love in your heart.
有人说美就是心中有爱。
Some people say that beauty lies in your heart where there is love.
其实世界上最美的就是爱。
In fact, the most beautiful thing in this world is love.
一个家庭里面有爱。
If there is love in a family.
夫妻彼此相爱。
If couples love one another,
那么我们也爱更多的人。
And if we love more people,
那就是从心里做起。
Then we're starting it, we're loving them from our heart.
所以这边在描述一个才德的妇人。
So here it describes a good wife.
她对丈夫、对儿女、对人都是用一种恩慈在相待。
She loved the husband's children, and she also loved a fellow human being.
所以这边提到说待人有恩。
And that's why it says that she must be kind.
这个就是一种爱的表现。
And this is a show of her love.
一种温和。
Gentleness.
温柔。
Mild.
一种彼此的相爱。
And mutual love.
因为爱也是一条新命令。
Love is the New Testament.
也是圣灵所结的果子。
Love is a new commandment. It's also the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
一个有爱的地方是最美的。
Where there is love, it is the most beautiful place.
如果说家庭里面没有爱。
If there is no love in a family.
夫妻常常吵架。
The couples quarrel with one another.
这个家庭就没有和平。
There is no peace in the family.
夫妻之间因为没有爱。
There is no love, between the couple.
所以家里有纷争。
There will be conflicts in the family.
如果不和睦。
If there is disharmony.
这个家庭也是很悲惨的。
This family suffers.
所以有的夫妻甚至于就分离。
For that reason, there are many couples.
这不但是夫妻的悲哀，也是儿女的不幸。
There is not only a tragedy for the couples, also a tragedy for their children.
因为有爱的地方。
Where there is love.
它能够成全很多美事。
Love can fulfill many things.
如果这个爱失去了。
If love is lost.
就会产生很多的破口。
And this loss will cause many breaches.
这个保罗在哥林多前书十三章里面讲。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he said,
他说爱是什么?
He said, what is love?
爱是很久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is patience, endurance, and kindness.
我想有时候我们遇到事情都会忍耐。
I believe that we often endure many things.
但是忍耐是一种消极的。
But endurance is quite passive.
如果积极的表现就是能够有恩慈。
And to be more active, you should show your mercy.
那这种恩慈是很好的一个美德。
And this mercy or compassion is a virtue.
所以这边提到说待人有恩。
Therefore it says here, to be kind.
这是神所这个喜悦的。
And this kindness is pleasing to God.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书的第三章。第十二节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12.
所以你们是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存着怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔的忍耐的心。倘若这人和那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。 主怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络前德，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们为此蒙召归一体，也要存感谢的心。哦，这种恩慈的相待。
Kindness that you show to others.
就是用爱心去联络全德。
It simply means that you must use love.
那么十五节讲哦。
Verse 15 says.
啊，说要有基督的平安在心里作主。
You must let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
啊，有时候我们会有一种感觉。
Sometimes we feel.
啊，人跟人之间有时候有嫌隙。
We feel there's disharmony.
啊，或者夫妻吵架了。
Perhaps a couple quarrels.
那么这个吵架的时候
，When they quarrel,
啊，就会有嫌隙啊。
There will be disharmony.
但是夫妻之间哦，最宝贵的是什么
？But what is the most precious thing between a couple?
就是恩慈。
It is the kindness.
也就是饶恕。
It is forgiveness.
只有忍耐还不够。
Endurance is not enough.
哦，还要有饶恕。
Rule in your heart.
人都有个性。
Each and every one of us have our own personality.
有时候有脾气。
Sometimes we have our own temper.
啊，如果我们有基督的平安在心里做主，那是宝贵的。
If the peace of Christ ruled in our heart, then it is precious for us to keep it.
比如说，有时我们生气了。
Sometimes when we are angry.
哦，那我们常常会认为说，哎，我是发易怒。
We often said that we are angry for a good reason.
哦，当然，为了事情来易怒。那我们要看是不是合理。
But when you say that you're angry over a certain thing and you have a good reason for it, you have to see what
it is. 那心里要有一个平安。
You must also have a peace in your heart.
有平安在心里做主。
The peace should rule in your heart.
比如说，我们常常会认为，哎，理直气壮。
Sometimes we feel that we have good reason to be angry.
如果我们还用另外一个角度。
On the other hand, if you see things in a different point of view.
来看一个问题。
When you see things in a different point of view,
理直要气和。
You may have the good reason, but you must not have the temper.
理直气壮的时候，有时候是有忍耐。
When you have good reason and when you have a temper, you need endurance.
理直气和的时候，你就会发现他忍耐还有恩慈。
When you have a good reason and you have no temper, you'll find that you have not only endurance, you also have kindness.
那这里面就会有爱来表现出来。
And then you see the love.In all this.
这个圣经里面有描述啊，这个有一个亚比该，有一个亚比该。
In the Bible, it mentions a character Abigail.
这个亚比该她是一个才德的妇人。
Abigail was a virtuous woman.
她当她遇到这个大卫啊，来找拿巴的时候
，When David came, seeking Nabal.
她发现这个拿巴发生事情了。
She later understood that there was conflict.
这个亚比该他就是很清楚的啊去处理问题。
And Abigail, with a skillful mind, she went and.
所以她也是对她的丈夫一个帮助。
She was a good help to her husband.
啊，对她的家庭还有事情有一个很圆满的处理。
And she has dealt this matter appropriately.
所以圣经在描述这个亚比该。
So the way the Bible describes Abigail,
我们可以看到她是一个智慧的妇人。
The Bible says she's a woman of wisdom.
而且她是一个心里有恩慈的人。
And she's a woman with kindness.
圣经里面有一句话。
There is a saying in the Bible.
提到说舌头跟骨头。
It mentions the tongue and the bones.
我们有时候会觉得骨头比较硬。
We feel sometimes that our bones are harder.
舌头比较软。
Our tongue is soft.
但是当这个舌头跟骨头啊，我们来看这个箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言二十五章。
Proverbs chapter 25.
啊，箴言二十五章的十五节。
Chapter 25, verse 15.
二十五章十五节。
Chapter 25, verse 15.
恒常忍耐，劝动君王；柔和舌头，折断骨头。哦，这边提到说，舌头可以折断骨头。
It says here, a soft tongue will break a bone.
啊，所以神有时候用我们的舌头是在说话的。
Sometimes God spoke through us using our tongue.
啊，但是舌头要怎么样去折断骨头
？But how does a tongue break a bone?
我们可以看到亚比该他的智慧。
We see the wisdom of Abigail.
还有他对事情的一种 处理。
And we see how she dealt with the matter.
用舌头来折断骨头。
And using a tongue to break a bone.
让我们可以体会到有时候骨头很硬，但是容易断。
We see that a bone may be hard, but it breaks easily.
但是我们要怎么样用舌头来造就人？
How do we edify others using our tongue?
用舌头去安慰劝勉人。
How do we use our tongue to comfort others?
这个舌头是很重要的。
The tongue plays a role here.
也是我们要学习的地方。
That is also a lesson for us to learn.
所以圣经提到才德的妇人。
The Bible mentions a virtuous woman.
她是一个有恩慈有爱的人。
She is a woman of compassion. She's a woman of love.
圣经当中有一个多加。
In the Bible, there's a woman named Dorcas.
这个多加是充满了爱心。
Dorcas was a woman filled with love.
很多人都纪念她的爱。
Many people remembered her love.
我们知道圣经里面提到她从死里复活。
The Bible tells us that she was raised from the dead.
你看她死的时候，很多人都怀念她。
When she died, many people thought of her.
因为她爱很多人。
Because she loved
many. 她做很多善事在人的身上。
She has done many good deeds on others.
多加。她是一个心中有爱的人。
Dorcas was a woman of love.
她所行的善蒙神的纪念。
The good work that she did was remembered by God.
有时候我们做了一件善事。
Sometimes the good deeds that we have done.
虽然她是对人做的。
Even though it's done on humans.
但是我们可以看出她是坐在神的身上。
But we see that it's in fact done on God.
所以箴言里面讲。
Therefore, in the book of Proverbs.
说怜悯贫穷是借给神。
That when we have compassion on the poor, we are lending to God.
他的善行神必偿还。
Because God will repay us from the good, for the good deeds we do.
所以才德的妇人她是心中有爱的。
So a good wife has love in her.
对人有恩慈。
She has compassion for others.
那么对自己来讲。
And to herself.
她是一个安静的。
She is quiet.
我们看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章第三十节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30.
十四章三十节。
Chapter 14, verse 30.
心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。这边说心中安静。
It says here a tranquil mind.
彼得他在前书的三章讲说要以里面温柔安静的心为装饰。
And in 1 Peter, Peter said that a woman must have a heart of tranquility.
所以温柔是一种才德，安静也是一种才德。
Gentleness is a virtue, and tranquility is also a virtue.
那这边说，心中安静是肉体的生命。
It says a tranquil mind gives life to the flesh.
嫉恨就是骨中的朽烂。
But passion makes the bones rot.
所以这种安静的操练。
So this training of tranquility.
当我在看这个苏念妇人的时候
，When I see the woman in Shunin,
我会发现说这个苏念的妇人她真的是一个心中安静的人。
This woman of Shunin, she is indeed a woman of tranquility.
你看她的孩子已经死了
，Her son had died.
她是多难过
？You could see her sorrow.
她遇到那种困难
，She was faced with hardship.
她今天应该把这个事情，应该，跟谁讲啊？
And who could she spill her heart out to?
她这个事情就放在心里头。
Yet she placed this hardship within her.
她把这件事情交托在神的手里。
She gave her hardship over to God.
她内心的安静。
The tranquility in her.
我们可以看到她对事情的一个处理。
We see how she dealt with her hardship.
所以有时候我们也要学习。
And we have to learn.
这种安静的操练。
We have to learn this training of tranquility.
玛利亚也是一个很好的榜样。
Mary also serves a good example for us.
圣经里面说玛利亚是蒙大恩的女子。
And the Bible tells us that Mary is a blessed woman.
我们可以看到她是一个未出嫁的童女怀孕。
We see that she was a betrothed woman but conceived a child.
她所遭遇的打击是多大
？There's great shock to her.
但是她也是一个心中安静的人。
The shock to her is unimaginable, but she is also a person of tranquility.
因为她的安静，所以她去寻求神的旨意。
Because of a tranquil mind, she seeks for the will of God.
她情愿按照神的旨意成全在她身上。
She'd rather have the will of God fulfilled on her.
所以玛利亚在这个路加福音里面这样写。
So in the book,
说我心尊主为大。
In the book of Ruth, Mary said,
"The Lord is the greatest." 所以这种安静是一种力量。
Therefore, this tranquility can serve as a strength.
而且心中的安静是有圣灵中的喜乐。
And this tranquility of mind, gives you the peace of a spirit.
所以妇人啊，她有很多美好的才德。
So a woman has many virtues.
其实都是蒙纪念的。
And all these are wonderful virtues.
都是蒙喜悦的。
And these are the virtues that God is pleased.
但是妇人的才德，她有很大的影响力。
But the goodness of woman also has influential power.
她对家庭的影响。
The influence she has over her family.
对社会的影响很大。
The influence she has over the society.
我们从圣经里面可以看到很多很好的榜样。
And we see many wonderful examples in the Bible.
有做好妻子的。
We see examples of good wives.
也有做好母亲的。
We see examples of good mothers.
也有做好媳妇，像路德的。
We also see examples of good daughters-in-law, like Ruth.
也有做好信徒，像这个百基拉的。
We see examples of good members, for example, Priscilla.
他们的影响力都很大。
These women have influential powers.
所以才德的妇人她对自己有一个追求之后。
After a virtuous woman pursues for perfection,
我们可以看到她的影响。
We see her the power or the influence she has over others.
对家庭的影响。
And her influence over her family.
我们看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 14.
箴言十四章第一节。
Verse 1.
智慧妇人建立家室，愚妄妇人亲手拆毁。这边说智慧妇人建立家室。
Here it says, oh, the wisdom of a woman built her family.
那愚妄的妇人亲手拆毁。
And folly with her own hands tear it down.
这个才德的妇人，她对家庭的影响很大。
A good wife has a major influence over her family.
她不但成为丈夫的帮助。
She's not only a helper to her husband.
而且能够把这个家庭建立得很好。
She also has to build her family.
因为她的贤惠。
And because of her wisdom.
所以也成为丈夫的这个头上的冠冕。
Her virtue has become the crown on her husband.
我们来看箴言十二章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 12.
箴言十二章第四节。
Verse 4.
箴言十二章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4.
才德的妇人是丈夫的冠冕，愚羞的妇人如同朽烂，在她丈夫的骨中。这边提到说，才德的妇人是丈夫的冠冕。
Says here, a good wife is the crown of her husband.
一个才德的妇人对家庭的影响，对丈夫的影响很多。
We see that a good wife exercises much influence over her
family
and her husband.
所以在这边提到说她是丈夫的冠冕。
It says here that she is the crown of her husband.
对丈夫的鼓励呀。
Her encouragement to her husband.
对丈夫的安慰啊。
Her comfort to her husband.
还有跟她的丈夫来一同同甘共苦。
And the way she shared her life with her husband.
所以是丈夫的冠冕。
And through the ups and downs, and therefore she is the crown of her husband.
那愚羞的妇人是骨中的朽烂。
On the other hand,A woman who brings shame is likened to rottenness in her husband's bones.
创世纪里面提到说，亚当称夏娃是骨中骨，肉中肉。
In the book of Genesis, Adam claimed Eve to be the bone of his bone and the flesh of his flesh.
夫妻是生命共同体呀。
A husband and wife are one unit.
因为他是共同承受生命之恩。
Because together they have to inherit life.
但是如果以负面来想。
But on the negative point of view.
如果成为愚羞的妇人，变成骨中的朽烂。
If a woman who brings shame is likened to rottenness in the husband's bones,
这也造成很大的祸患。
Then she will also bring much shame to the husband.
比如说亚哈，他因为娶了耶洗别。
For example, King Ahab, he married Jezebel.
所以不但影响这个亚哈王。
Not only does Jezebel has a very negative
influence. 也影响到这个家庭。
She also had a negative influence over her
family. 也影响到整个国家。
And to that, she has brought tragedy to the whole kingdom.
所以这个妇人的影响力很大。
So we see the influential power of a woman.
所以圣经里面说，智慧的妇人建立家室。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that a wise woman built up a family.
又提到才德的妇人是丈夫的冠冕。
And it says a good wife is a crown of her husband.
所以一个才德的妇人。
Therefore,
她不但是对神的虔诚。 一个才德的妇人啊，不但是对神是存着虔诚敬畏的心。
A good wife not only has a godly heart towards God.
哦，对人有恩慈有爱的。
She has love and kindness to her people.
在自己在灵性上的追求，也是一种安静温和的。
She herself pursues for tranquility.
那么，对家庭、对子女都有很大的帮助。
And she is a great helper to her family, to her children.
我们可以看到摩西，他有一个很好的妈妈。
Moses has a good mother.
哦，比如说撒母耳，哎，他有一个很好的母亲是哈娜。
And even Samuel had a good mother, Hannah.
哎，所以才德的妇人，她对丈夫、对孩子都有很大的影响力。
Therefore, a good wife has influence over her husband and her children.
那我们今天不但是做母亲、做媳妇啊，或者做妻子。
Today, women can be the wife, a mother, or a daughter-in-law.
哎，我们也都是神的儿女。
But they are also the children of God.
哦，所以我们也是神眼中的好信徒。
Therefore, they are also good believers of Christ.
所以我们在教会的圣工上。
Therefore, in the holy work.
啊，也要同心合意啊，来帮助教会。
Regarding to the holy work of the church, this a good woman, a good wife,
也要像这个亚基拉、百基拉一样。
Also have influence and take for example Aquila and Priscilla.
保罗他称赞亚基拉、百基拉。
Paul praised the couple Aquila and Priscilla.
他是在圣工上成为他的同工。
And he claimed that the couple are his co-workers.
啊，所以圣经里面有一句话讲。
And there's a saying in the Bible.
我们看这个诗篇
Book of Psalms
诗篇六十八篇
Psalm 63
诗篇的六十八篇
Sorry, Psalm 68
六十八篇十一节
68 verse 11
主发命令传好信息的妇女成了大群这边说主发命令
Says the Lord gives the command.
传好信息的
And those who bore the tidings.
这个妇女啊，成了大群
And great are the women.
那我们可以知道妇女她的力量很大
We see a woman has also her strength.
但是这边提到说传好信息
But it says those who bore the tidings.
我们今天是传福音
Today we're preaching the gospel.
所以在圣工上要成为教会的帮助
Therefore we must be a helper to the church.
一般外邦人啊
most Gentiles,
他们没有什么使命啊。
They usually don't feel that they have a mission.
所以他们在圣工上既然没有使命。
And since they have no mission.
他们就是反正也没有什么事情。
And therefore they feel that they have nothing to accomplish.
所以我之前曾经遇到有人这样开玩笑。
I once heard someone who joked like this.
说他现在是这个贤贤美代子了。说他现在是做闲闲没代志，闲闲没代志。
He has nothing to do.
还有一个说，他是宫本没代志，根本就没有事。
And another one said that they have absolutely nothing to do.
其实我们有很多时间。
But in fact, we have much time on our hands.
那这个圣经里面提到说，其实妇女成为大群，它是一支很好的力量。
Women together can be a power.
但是你可以看到很多世俗的人。
But you see many worldly people.
他们在这个社会上。
In the society.
他们的做法可能就跟我们不一样。
The way they handle things may be different from we would.
我们是主耶稣的好帮手。
We are helpers of Christ.
圣工上的好帮手。
We are helpers of the holy work.
是传好信息的
We are those who bore the tidings
是这个传福音的这个一股很大的力量
We are preachers of the gospel and we are one a great strength
我们教会里面有很多姐妹
And the church there are many sisters
你说他们在炊事有时候在接待在访问都是很大的力量
And they can also be a great power and the culinary team, the visitation team, and other teams.
台北教会它要接待很多信徒。
Taipei Church has to receive many believers.
那因为来访的人很多啊。
And sometimes because of this great number of visitors.
所以他们就把炊事分成 十几组啊。
Therefore, the work of culinary, they will divide themselves into more than 10 teams.
那就是造轮的。
And they would each team will take turns.
很有责任。
And they have a sense of mission.
有一个使命。
They have a sense of responsibility.
那在访问上面。
And regarding to visiting.
他们也帮助教会。
They also help the church.
能够来关心信徒。
They care about the members.
所以我们才德的妇人不但是丈夫的帮手，也是教会的帮手。
So a good wife is not only a helper to her husband, she's also a helper to the church.
我们也盼望啊，这个教会里面的姐妹。
We hope that the sisters in this church
能够成为圣工上一股很大的力量。
We hope that together they can be a great help to the holy work.
让我们的教会圣工是活泼啊，是兴旺的。
We hope that our church is a living one, the holy work is a living one, full of hope.
我们顾家庭。
We take care of our household.
也关心圣工。
We also take care of the holy work.
但是我们也在关心教会的时候，
But we're caring for the church.
也不可忽略的家庭的需要。
You should not overlook the needs of your family.
我们就丈夫的帮手。
We may be helpers of our husband.
也能够做主耶稣的帮手。
We should also be helpers of Christ.
能够在圣工上。
We hope that in holy work.
成为一股力量。
We hope that together you could be.
让我们能够同心合意来兴旺福音。
You can be a great strength to the holy work, and you can help to prosper the gospel.
让主耶稣的名得到荣耀。
We hope to give honor and glory to the name of God.
愿主耶稣也常常纪念我们手所做的工。
We hope that the Lord Jesus also remember the work that you have done.
加添我们心力。
And may He give you strength.
也赐给我们智慧。
And may He also bless you with wisdom.
让我们凡事都能够造就人，也荣耀神。
We hope that whatever we do, we can edify others and we can glorify God.
一起来唱诗。